and participate in the food and the beverages and the conversation. It's an important part of our worship service. Are there other announcements to be made? Seeing no other announcements, I ask us to begin our worship service with the singing of verse 1 of our Advent hymn, "Now Bless the God of Israel." It's an insert, verse 1. If you would stand, please.
Please join me in the call to worship. Blessed are you, people of God. Blessed are you among all the inhabitants of the earth. For you have been watchful, and your waiting is rewarded. Leap for joy, shout in gladness, watch in wonder.
Spirits, rejoice in God, our Savior, who has looked with favor on us, despite our wrongs.
Look to Bethlehem, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. Look for the divine shepherd, the Word made flesh, who returns to our people, who shall stand and feed this flock in the majesty of the name of God. Behold the candle of love. Surely God's promises shall come to pass in our midst, as they have come to pass in all times. Surely we shall come to know the wonder and feel within our hearts the joy of God's peace and assurance of God's love. All is well. Let us light the candle of love.
For our young people, lighting the fourth candle of Advent. Love's memory is long. As we come to the last Sunday of Advent, we recall the many times we have been here before, with still so much to do and so much love left unexpressed.
But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule Israel, whose origin is from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace.
Amen. So, as we light the fourth candle in eager anticipation of God's greatest promise fulfilled, what else can we do but name this candle love?
God, you have brought forth from the insignificant the one who is changing the world. In this worship today, we proclaim your name and love. May we, in your strength, through our worship and our service, make you known to the ends of the earth. Sustain us, uphold us, redeem us. Amen. Please join me in hymn number 11, O Lord, how shall I meet you? The first reading this morning is from the book of Isaiah 52:7-10. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the one who brings good tidings, who publishes peace, who brings good tidings, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Hark, your watchmen lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy, for eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, your waste places of Israel, of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God.
Thank you.
Come on. Children, you did a great job. Yeah. And the adults did as well. Thank you. But just a few more moments. Why don't you come up, and we're going to sit down here, and I have just a few ideas that I want to share with you. Come on up. Pull up a spot. Oh, yeah. I love the sheep ears. That's great. Yay. Good morning again, and thank you so much for what you've done to help us all prepare for Christmas. Are you ready for Christmas? Oh, is that a surprise? Sure you are. So I think we all are. But what do you think is going to happen on Christmas? What's going to be happening in your lives? Go ahead. That's very good. Jesus' birthday. You get presents. That I'm sure. Go ahead. Santa Claus is coming to town. Tell me, do you like the decorations? Oh, all the lights. Isn't it spectacular? You know what spectacular means, of course. Great, big. What about food? Do you plan to eat any food? Oh, you do? Of course. Tell me what your tradition is in your family. Maybe a turkey? A ham? How about goose? Have any of you ever had a goose for Christmas dinner? Oh, they're wonderful. And that's kind of an old traditional food that people would have. Well, there are lots of things. I love Christmas dinner because you get all the fixings. You get the stuffing. You get, oh, here's the best part of Christmas dinner. All the wonderful desserts. Oh, the pie. Yes. pies and cakes, cheesecakes, and just all the wonderful things that people make. It's really, really a spectacular day when everything is big and everything is wonderful. But didn't it start differently? Didn't it start small? Yeah, Jesus didn't start big, did he? No, we just did this wonderful pageant. And we showed that it all started as a little baby. Do you know? Of course you do. I shouldn't ask it that way. But as you look out here at all of these people, these big, strong adults, we all started as babies. Every single one of us, just like you. We all started the same way. Do you know where the biggest tree in the world is? Where? It's in California. Do you know that it's more than 300 years older than Jesus? It's that old and it's that big. It's huge. Do you know also that it started from a seed that was probably as big as a pea? Isn't that something? It's a long time before Jesus. So these big things, they take time and they grow. Well, I have one more thing I want to say to you. Everything starts small, and right now you're children, and you're thinking, wow, I'm small and everybody else is so big. Well, I have some good news for you, that you are going to get big someday too. And I believe that God wants you, just like everybody else, to do something of value and goodness in their lives, to be loving, to be kind, to be sharing, to want to help other people. I think that's what the story of Christmas is about. Jesus came to tell us that God loves us all, and God wants us all to take care of each other like God takes care of us. You see this? I'm holding this glass. Are you wondering why I'm doing that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because I generally don't drink when I'm up there at the pulpit. I'm going to have a little bit right now. My throat's a little bit dry. Almost every Sunday, there is somebody who pours a glass of water and puts it up on the pulpit for me. No, it's not me. I don't do it. But when I get up there, there it is. And sometimes I take a drink, and other times I don't. But that is an act of kindness. It doesn't seem like a big deal, does it? A glass of water? But yet, every time it's put up there, somebody is doing something kind. An act of kindness. It looks small, but it's big. because it's helping someone else, and it's coming from somebody's thoughts and kindness in their hearts. And everything starts small, but everything can get big and mean a lot more than just a glass of water. Because even a glass of water is kindness. I'm glad you're here. And we're all looking forward. Well, I won't be around much longer because I'm finishing up here, but you are. And I think everybody here is looking forward to seeing you grow and do something really good. Okay, let's have a prayer. Will you join me? We're going to say the Lord's Prayer, and we're going to start it by saying, Our God, and you are all invited to share it with us. Our God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Okay, thank you very much. Okay. Okay. Do you want a microphone? You want me?
Good morning, everyone. Of course, this is Scholarship Sunday, and we're delighted to have three of our recipients here today, and three of them aren't here. And of course, they never know what they're getting until the very day that it happens. And I hope that if I look at all the young people that took part in the pageant today, that someday they'll be standing up here to receive a scholarship. And all that we ask of our students that are in school or have parents or in church, grandparents or whatever, is for them to write in and ask for a vote. So they're very, very fortunate. First one to receive it is Thomas Bachman, but of course he's studying in France, in Paris, and so of course he isn't home, but maybe his dad will come up and get the scholarship for him. And that's what we ask, that a parent or someone here, or someone can't be, then when we see that they get mailed. Of course Fiona is in New York with her parents, with Emily today. She'll be back in the next week. And we have Sarah Eisen. Her grandparent or her mother is Ann Fisk, and we know how hard Ann Fisk works for this church. So she has already gotten hers mailed to her this morning. Then we have Nora Randolph, and she's at Williams College of Teachers this year. So I hope she's had a good college year. I'm sure she has. And then we have Sophia Randolph, and she's at Harvard. Freshman, and and then we have John.
I'll just take it.
Virginia, I believe, is it? Rawling, okay. And he's a sophomore, so we'll be seeing John again next year.
John, there you are.
Thank you so very, very much. You're welcome. Have a great day.
The new pulpit chair. This is a time of giving. Christmas, we give gifts to each other, and when we come to worship, we make a point of giving gifts to God's people everywhere. Through our offerings, we not only support the life of the church, but we give that goes beyond these walls. So I hope that each one of you will take this opportunity to be generous in your gifts, as you support both the church and the work of the church beyond these walls. I invite the ushers to be among us for a collection of this morning's offering. God, you continue to present us with unlimited, endless gifts. Today we pause and we present to you our gifts to you and to your people, to this world. We ask you to receive them and to bless those who have been able to give, and allow us as your people of the Christian faith to continue to be able to serve others through what we do. We pray this and offer these gifts in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We are about to enter a time of prayer, and this is the time when we remember others, people who we love and care about, as well as those who we may not know by even name, but we are still loving and concerned for, and also for ourselves. I ask you, if you have a joy or a concern, to have the freedom to share it aloud, so that as we enter a time of silence, those who have heard it will be able to include it in their prayer. For Patty's sister-in-law, who is in the final stages of cancer. Wonderful news. Congratulations, a grandmother, too. For your uncle, Max?
No, Matt.
Matt. Okay. Anybody? Seeing no other time of Max? Thank you. For those who are suffering persecution for their worship of Christian faith. Thank you. For all those who suffer violence. Thank you. Let us be in a time of silence, and during this time, you are asked to include in whatever it is you need to talk to God about all the requests that have been made before you today. God, we are your children, and we come before you in this time of worship as a family of faith. We pray that your presence is strong with each one of us, and that your ear continues to be attentively listening to every utterance and every thought that we direct toward you. God, we don't understand how you were able to do that, but we believe that you can. And we believe that you care for each one of your creations, from the very smallest, from the very youngest, to the very most large, and to the oldest. We are grateful that your eternal love surrounds us and that we are able to be assured of it. God, we pray for the people of our congregation who suffer, for those who are dealing with illness, for those who are facing the end of life. We ask for you to be one who brings comfort and peace and assurance to each one of us. God, we pray for all those who help each other, who help others, for those who seek the ways of peace and are persecuted for it, for those who give selflessly of themselves and are not rewarded for it. God, may you be the one who sees that such efforts are what will turn this world into what you will have it be. God, we pray that there will be an end to violence, there will be an end to war, there will be an end to persecution here and every other part of this world. We pray for your church, not just this time of year and the celebrations of Christmas and joy, but that we may be a courageous people at all times and be able to speak boldly about the great love that you have given to us. God, we pray this faithfully in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I ask you to share the peace with one another. Peace. You did well.
Yeah, peace.
You did well.
Peace to you.
You did really well. Peace, Tom.
To both of you. Peace. Peace, Tom.
And a great peace. I like your glasses.
Peace to you.
Peace. Thank you. Patty. Peace to you, my friends. And you too. Peace to you, friends.
Peace.
Oh, there we go. Peace be with you. And now may the peace of God be with each of us for this day and for all days beyond. Each of us will walk out of this building and into the world that only we know. Here is your challenge, to face it with courage. But as you face it with courage, remember this for this can and will sustain you. You are greatly and forever loved. Amen.
One more little treat.
The last little treat.
They used it. They used it. It's actually, there are different kinds of chimes. That's typical, like the St. Andrew's chime. And then they have other kinds of chimes that you might hear. But that's the St. Andrew's, the most classic.
Yeah.
Wasn't it sweet? Nothing's gonna hurt Joseph.
Yeah. He rallied.
It did.
I think it did hurt.
It did hurt. Because even then, I watched him. He was
like, kind of. Yeah, no, he got up.
I know. I hope he doesn't have a little.
So he, I mean.